With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A series of reported tornadoes has torn through the Midwestern U.S., ripping roofs off homes and leaving roads impassable. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says more bad weather is in the forecast.
So there is a threat of some severe weather today. Greatest chances farther east, so portions of, say, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, most at risk today. But it's not expected to be as widespread or as significant as what we saw.
And the standoff over the Strait of Hormuz has quickly escalated again as Iran reversed its reopening of the crucial waterway and fired on ships attempting to pass in retaliation after the United States pressed ahead with its blockade, choking off Iranian ports. Revolutionary Guard gunboats on Saturday opened fire on a tanker transiting through the strait, and an unknown projectile hit a container vessel, damaging some of the containers. Pressure on Iran's finances continue to squeeze Tehran. Correspondent John Scott has the details.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is touting a new U.S. economic offensive against Iran, exploiting Gulf nations' new willingness to expose and freeze Iranian regime bank assets after recent attacks. The measures, part of Operation Economic Fury, include expanded sanctions targeting Iranian oil reserves, IRGC leadership, and terror proxy funding networks.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the days of the Iran war, and U.S. stocks raced to another record. And the S&P 500 leaped 1.2% Friday after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz was open again for commercial tankers carrying crude. The Dow Jones Industrial Average leaped as many as 1,000 points before paring its gain and ended up jumping. This is SRN News. Americans support religious freedom.
Much is made of the deep divisions in society on a wide range of issues, but the Beckett Fund reports that when it comes to faith, most of us agree that we and our neighbors should be free. Beckett, which is a Christian legal group, has published a report saying, quote, "Far from being a source of division, religious liberty has the potential to unify the American people around one of our oldest and most ennobling guiding principles." The Supreme Court seems to agree. Several unanimous or near-unanimous decisions have been rendered in recent years on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over three decades, with 20 people killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study of Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Researchers say anti-Semitism has been up ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. The top election official in Arizona's most populous county will get more authority in running elections after a judge sided with his office in a legal fight with the local board that shares responsibility for overseeing the vote.
The decision could have broad implications in one of the nation's most prominent battleground states, which will have several high-profile races this fall. Justin Heap, the Republican recorder in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, sued the predominantly Republican County Board of Supervisors last summer, alleging it had illegally taken control of certain aspects of election administration. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Scott Blaney mostly sided with Heap's office in his ruling, which was filed Thursday, but appeared on the public docket Friday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The owner of home shopping network Pioneer, QVC, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The filing by parent company QVC Group, which also owns HSN, formerly the home shopping network. More details at srnnews.com.